Today's scripture reading comes from John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. It is in your pew Bible on page 102, if you'd like to follow along. I keep telling our book study group that if we're looking at scripture, we need to think about what happened before and after the passage that we're reading. And it's important to think of this as one of the last things Jesus said to his disciples before he was taken in the garden and crucified. So think about its meaning that way. And hear these words. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When you look at this scripture passage, Jesus presents this teaching to his disciples in a simple, straightforward way. But it is obviously much easier said than done. And as difficult as this teaching would be for first century followers, it's equally difficult for Christians of the 21st century as well. "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another." But how do we, as people of the United Methodist Church, understand this new commandment? And how well do we live this teaching in our day-to-day lives beyond the walls of this church? When I was thinking about this passage this week, several things struck me. First of all, listen to Jesus at the end there. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." It sounds almost like a measure, an evaluation of how well we meet the expectations of being a Christian. Have you ever felt like you were being put on the spot when someone found out that you are a Christian? Do you think people have expectations of us when we are identified as nominal followers of Jesus Christ? Is this a positive thing to be in 2007 in the United States? Are there positive or negative connotations to being a Christian? When people look, do they see us as being pious and holy and sincere? Or does the average American think of Christians as duplicitous or self-serving or downright hypocritical? How often do we try to meet the expectations of others? How often do we find ourselves trying to be what other people believe we should be, to act like other people believe we should act? As important as it seems to be that we meet other people's expectations, how important is it that we try to meet God's expectations? We don't need to be concerned with other people's expectations of us, but rather we should focus instead on God's expectations and God's kingdom. Jesus says that we are to love each other as Jesus loves us. Well, why should we do this anyway? Why should we try to love each other? If you heard the scripture passage, Jesus explains it in a rather roundabout way, but I believe that it boils down to this. By loving us, Jesus brings glory to God. And when we show that same love to each other, we in turn bring glory to Jesus and therefore to God. Love each other, glorify God. We can bring glory to God by accepting the love of Jesus and by sharing that love with everyone else. Love each other, glorify God. It's that simple, and it's that difficult. What does it really mean to say that Jesus loves us and that we should love each other in that same way? What does that look like? Actually, well, think about the extent to which God loves us. God loves us so much that God decided to come down to earth, to take on human flesh, to become one of us in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, in order to reconnect to us, to offer us salvation and eternal life. Jesus understood who we are. What pain and frustration we experience, the joys and excitement that can fill our lives, and all that is entailed in being fully human, because Jesus himself was fully human. Jesus loves us that much. But maybe in the model of Jesus Christ, we need to work a bit harder to try to understand how other people see the world. How other people experience life, to walk in their shoes for a mile or two. Ken talked last week about each of us learning a few words of another language in order to reach out to those people of other cultures. Well, that's a wonderful beginning, but perhaps we need to journey further to understand these brothers and sisters who don't look like us. Maybe we need to learn about their culture, their worldview, their hopes and dreams and concerns and frustrations, just as Jesus does with each of us. Maybe we need to listen and to understand. To be in another's presence and to focus all of our attention on him or her, to break down the barriers of fear and prejudice and simply listen as one human being to another, just as Jesus does. Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to lay down his life, to fully sacrifice his humanity, to die in order that we might live. How ready are we to sacrifice for others? How willing are we to work for the good of the community, as opposed to always working for good of the individual, ourselves? It sounds simple, but it is anything but easy. I'm reminded of the Lynn Anderson song that goes, "I beg your pardon, whoever promised you a rose garden?" It's not an easy thing to love others as Jesus loves, but it is what God is calling each one of us to do, to try to do. In the pew, in the fellowship hall, in the United Methodist Women and United Methodist Men's meetings, in the coordinating council meeting, we are to love each other as Jesus loves us. But it's more than that. In the grocery store, in the long line of stop-and-go traffic, in the office, on the job, in the kitchen when we wake up in the morning, in those times when you wonder what's so great about being a family anyway, we are to love each other as Jesus loves us. But it's more than that. When you're walking down the street and you see someone approach who looks completely different from you, Different age, different skin color, different language, different culture. We are to love each other as Jesus loves us. Tongan, Ghanaian, Congolese, American, Mexican, human. As that old song goes, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they will know we are Christians by our love. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. You can be a living testimony to the love of God made manifest in Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that each of us can live and love as Jesus lives and as Jesus loves. Amen.